Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's check in with Erie County Public Works Commissioner Bill Geary this morning. Hey, Bill, how is everything going?
It's going great. Thank you.
Bring us up to date. Where are most of your crews right now? What do you would say about road conditions?
So most all our crews have been out on all the county roads that we maintain, as well as some of our partner agencies. We've been rolling since yesterday, running 12-hour shifts, so we've been going through the night, which was helpful. I'm in the southern half of the county right now. We have some issues down there with trees down, power lines. I know the airport's reporting about a foot of snow, but down here it's definitely closer to 2 feet of snow, Boston Hills, Springville area, Collins. And it's problematic because we can't get some of the plow trucks down some of our county roads with those trees and power lines down.
Yeah, it seems like those trees and power lines are the big issue. Is it that or the rate of snowfall that's your biggest challenge this morning?
The snowfall is really minimal at this point. It's actually pretty picturesque down this way, but this snow is very heavy, water-laden. You can see the primary lines are sagging, and then the feeds that go to the houses, those are definitely sagging. They're pretty close to their limits. This is a really heavy, wet snow.
How are you monitoring all of the roads out there, Bill?
So we have some great tools at our fingertips nowadays with technology, but we have GPSs in all our plow trucks. We have GIS, Global Information System, maps that have updates, whether it comes from a resident, a police agency, or even our own workers, updating constantly, and we're in communication with NITEC and all the other agencies, and we put those on a map, and we can keep following up, and once power and the tree or power line's fixed, we can get the trucks through, and then that road will turn green for us.
Now, how are, or I should say, who are you notifying when you see some of these downed trees and power lines, and what is the typical response time for them to clean that up so you guys can get through?
Well, right now, since it's daylight, we'll start having some of our crews go out where these trees don't have any entanglements with any active power lines, so we can handle those. But when there is live lines in there, we treat them as they're live. We have to wait for NYSEG or National Grid to come out, or even Verizon. But we've been notifying all the utilities. I know Erie County's probably, for the 3,000 people that don't have power, it's not good news, but it sounds like Cattaraugus County is a lot worse off with the bulk of those power outages.
Is it maybe certain communities that were harder hit than others when it comes to those downed trees that you're talking about?
Yeah, it's spread throughout the community. I was in West Seneca Orchard Park. There were some little tree limbs there. But as you get down, towards Zora Valley where we have some forest land, Springville-Boston Road, Route 391, Quaker Road in the town of Collins, it's spread out pretty wide across the entire county and the entire region for that matter.
Where do you rate this storm? Are we just kind of stunned by it a little bit because we were wearing shorts the other day?
I think our mindset's definitely in the spring mindset and looking forward to those 60 and 70 degree days. At least I know I was. But I wouldn't say we were unprepared for this by any means. Our crews, like I said, we've been continuing a 24-hour posture. We'll continue to do that. We always anticipate a heavy snowfall in the month of March, and history showed us that. But, this is a real heavy, wet snow, similar to maybe, if you remember back in 06, the October snowstorm. But that was very limited in where it hit. This is widespread across the entire region, the entire county. So we're dealing with a bigger impact.
Yeah, and Bill, how soon do you think before you're back on pothole duty again?
I would probably Monday afternoon. I think by 1 o'clock today, the most of the snow will be over. Temperatures are on the rise. They'll start melting off, and this turn back into potholes next week. And hopefully, this may be the last snow. I would hope. but you never know.
Hey, you're not alone in hoping that. Bill, thanks so much for the time. We'll hope to check in with you again soon. That's Bill Geary of the Erie County Public Works Commissioner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.